Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Hey, you know rappers?
Yes. Yeah.
You know Post Malone?
Yes.
I've always thought his name was interesting. He's got an interesting face because he's got all those face tattoos.
Yeah.
But he got his name from just a rap generator, like a rap name generator. You know, like
an internet site. You just put some details
put in.
What was his real name?
Austin, I believe. It's Austin. Like Austin Post or something.
Austin. Exactly what it is.
Is that right?
It's exactly what it is, Austin
we're
Post.
We're on here. Let's get to a pub trivia right now.
So while he was in school, he put his real name, Austin Post, into the generator. And out came Post Malone. And he went, I'll go with that. That's like, usually I love the stories behind nicknames or pseudonyms or why people use names as a rock star. That's fascinating. So I thought, why don't we get that generator and do our names?
Great idea.
The generator hasn't really generated much, though, has it? His own surname in it. Like, if I'm just Cody Malone and you're Box Malone and he's Favola Malone, I reckon it's a pretty busted generator.
Okay, here we go. Find your rapper name. This was fun the other day when we did it for Bridgerton, remember? Bridgerton names.
Old Pushy over there.
Okay, so you pick the month you were born and then the day you were born on. So let's start with
birthday.
You, Fev. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm telling you, this generator doesn't sound great.
It doesn't. Okay, so Fev, you are January the 20th.
Yep.
Your name is Hood Tiger.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Hood Tiger.
Hey, Hood Tiger.
Hey, Hood Tiger.
Okay, Nick Cody, you are the 30th of April.
Yep. Same as Nikki Webster.
Your rapper name is Crunchy Pop.
Oh, wow. Can I have some milk with that?
Crunchy Pop.
Hood Tiger Crunchy Pop.
What are you boxing?
Now me, I'm the 5th of March. I am Monster Boss.
Monster Boss.
Yep,
that actually sounds all right.
Yeah, you
Monster
are.
Boss.
Yeah. Monster Boss Box.
You two are fine. I sound like a cereal for sure.
You are.
Crunchy Pop.
It sounds like the dodgy Cocoa Pops.
You are Kellogg's brand. You are. 101.9
The Fox. Australians have nominated their least favourite dishes that they were served as kids back when we were children.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of the 80s, maybe 90s dishes. Could be as far back as 70s, 60s. Sort of, if you think about it, and I've been around for a while, remember sort of from the, I guess, late 90s onwards, I feel like we really evolved in a culinary sense. You know, restaurants and then suddenly stir fries were coming into the home. Mm. You know, it was sort of a bit, but I think sort of 80s, I think it was chops and veggies.
Well, chops and veggies, but Kazza used to cook a chow mein.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's a nice attempt.
She can't cook.
Are you sure? I've seen your mum.
Yeah,
she bakes beautifully.
Well, she can now. I think she's evolved.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram and I see some of the wonderful things she serves
up. She does now, but back in the day, chow mein was not good.
And it would have just been like a canned sauce or a...
I don't know. I think she just put the cabbage in and tipped the sauce on top of the cabbage. Yeah. It was awful.
See, the least favourite, some of them that have turned up, a ham steak topped with a pineapple ring.
Yeah. I used to have those as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, ham steak and pineapple.
Did you like
like a spam?
My mum, Karen, shout out, Karen, she's from Northern England, so spices were off. No spice. Like, she thinks multigrain bread is spicy. You know what I mean? It's very plain food. Meat's overcooked. So, yeah, ham steaks. My nan used to make is it a silver side? Is that with that, like,
silver
white
beet.
Cream?
Yeah, silver beet.
Silver beet?
Yeah, silver beet. Yeah, I used to have
atrocious.
That.
Atrocious.
Corned beef. My grandma used to make. I still make a corned beef with a nice cabbage and mash.
I think the food we're getting is like the cheap food. Because that's what our parents gave. Mum used to always cook like chicken wings, frozen chicken wings. Oh, they were disgusting.
What about this one from the 80s? Apricot chicken.
Oh. Mate, apricot chicken. Alex still does that now. She loves it. That's the only dish she can cook. It's amazing. Apricot chicken's really good.
I haven't had it since I was a kid.
I would have cooked you some good food.
I honestly think I would have been 24 or 25 when I found out what actual Chinese food was.
You really?
I'd be like, why are none of my dishes on fire? And they're like, oi, you bogan. That's not.
What did Pearl cook you?
I did have an apricot
caviar
chicken.
Caviar and...
No, not at all. No, Mummy's a good cook.
Mummy's
a good cook.
Good
and I'm not
everything.
Just saying that because I'm off dancing at the moment and she's cooking for the family and she's doing a brilliant job.
Good on you, Pearl. What's her go-to?
Last night she did this amazing black beef bean stir fry.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Beef and black bean.
Yeah. Oh, she does some. Yeah,
did she order it from the chow or?
No, she made it. She makes it from scratch.
Good on you, Pearl.
No, she does very well. But then some of these, remember just the lamb chop with just some veggies and frozen veggies?
That's what Andrew used to cook because he was a single dad living at home.
At least he gave it a shot.
Yeah, he literally put some chops on the frying pan and just a mash with no butter or anything and just slop it on there with a can of tinned veggies.
See, I didn't know there were good salads until I met my wife, and her parents are great cooks, and her family, there'll be like 9 different salads and they're all good. Like, I just thought salad was iceberg lettuce with quarter tomatoes chucked in and a bit of French dressing or something.
131060, joining the conversation. If you've got any great meals that your parents used to serve up as kids, because I think my go-to, it still is, I still do this. I'll just get toast.
Uber Eats.
Now that's made life a lot easier. But toast with a Kraft single with the baked beans on top.
Oh,
that is
how
a great
good.
Meal. Because you've got the toast is warm. The Kraft single melts because of the toast, but then you pour the warm beans on top. See, I will still have that.
Yeah, I was the shaker pancakes. I didn't know how
pancakes.
I thought, remember, like the first time I went to a friend's house and like stayed over, and in the morning the parents were like, "Your kids want pancakes," and they started cracking eggs. I'm like, what is going on here? I thought all pancakes were in like the little carton that you shook up.
Yeah. Kazza used to make because we had no money. She like when literally had no money to get food.
Yeah.
She'd get bread, take the bit out of the middle and crack an egg in it, and that'd be like our lunch and dinner. It's like a frog. What do they call it? Like a frog and a toad or something?
Hang on.
So she'd get 2 bits of bread, put it on the frying pan with butter and just crack an egg in it and flip it each side. And it's like,
isn't that eggy bread?
Yeah.
That's yum.
Yeah. That used to be our
French
dinner.
French toast.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
French toast.
Yeah. But that's it was so good with tomato sauce. We'd be like, then she'd cook up these gourmet meals and we'd be like, bleh. We want the egg and the toast.
Do you know what you should do with that? I'll gourmet that up for you.
Cheese.
Because the fancy French toast is make your eggy bread, maple syrup and bacon.
Oh, yum. That's like a, that's cool. That's what you get in a buffet in America.
It's Heston Blumenthal
in France. Robin in Croydon. Hi, Robin.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good morning. Rob. Great. Robin, what dish do you remember your parents serving you as a kid?
We used to have the Sunday lamb roast. So the next day, Mum would make shepherd's pie.
Yeah, well, Robin, they're two great meals. We still have our Sunday roast. Dad does the Sunday roast. I love it.
I do a Sunday roast.
And shepherd's pie, my stepdad makes a great shepherd's pie. Parents' shepherd's pie is great.
And my mum used to make the best dessert. Oh, my goodness. We had junket, lemon meringue pie, apple crumble.
Hold on, I think
you missed the brief here.
Yeah. Not 131060 brag about what an amazing
how
job.
How good your meals were.
But do you know what? I'm not kidding. Of all the things that I aspire to in life, you know, like you'd think maybe be a good radio broadcaster, I just want to be Robin's mum. Yeah. I want to do Sunday roast with a dessert. Like if I can escalate to doing the Sunday meal and then banging out a lemon meringue pie, I reckon that's me done.
Lemon meringue pie,
achieved.
Yum. What condiments would you have on your lamb roast on a Sunday?
Well, a lamb mint jelly.
Mint jelly.
Do you know what? How's this? In our house, we do a smorgasbord. So you've got your sweet mint jelly, which is your master foods.
Are you talking about the MCG or are you talking about your...
at my house. Then, did you know there's a mint jelly that is more sour? Because some of the members of my family don't like the sweetness of the mint.
So you're the jelly, not the mint sauce.
No, I'm a mint jellier, but I put out the mint sauce because we're all a bit different in my family.
Yeah, I'm the mint sauce. Mm.
Oh, well, I'll give it. I've got everything. And on top of that, gravy.
Gravy. Do you put the gravy on the mint sauce? I do that with horseradish, all of it together.
Yeah, and I put horseradish there for anyone who wants that too. But I have that with my beef usually.
I'm telling you, every story I've heard about Fevenny's food, the amount of condiments, it's more his having a bowl of sauces with some lamb dipped in there.
100%.
It's how we're so alike. Like when I was a kid, in my house, I was known as the sauce queen, the condiment queen. I would have a bit of sausage with my sauce.
Right.
We are so alike.
What do you want? Sauce? Just a bit of sausage.
Yes. Wayne in Crib Point. Hi, Wayne.
How are you, boys and girls?
Good, Wayne. Now, what did you get made as a kid?
Oh, a lot of times. We used to have tripe. Nanny used to make it.
Oh, now tripe. Now, Wayne, is that the...
Like that's, tongue and brains
what's,
and stuff?
Yeah,
No. That's the insides of a cow's lining.
Oh, like sorry.
They clean it out, I'm pretty sure, my dad was a butcher, I could be wrong.
And was it nice, Wayne? Did they tell you what you were eating?
Yeah, it was nice for a day, not a year and a half.
What? Tripe, so it's a lining of a cow's stomach.
Yeah, I think they wash it out or something like that, and then they bleach it, and then they cook it, and then it's like a rubber, and then you put this cream sauce. Oh, it's making me sick.
Oh,
and,
Wayne, of course.
How you're describing it, yeah. And your dad's a butcher. Hey, Dad, is it Eye Phillips? Nah.
He was a butcher, yeah. He's passed away now, but it was a long time ago. It makes me shake, actually, thinking about it.
Oh, Wayne, you poor thing. That's traumatising children.
Did you ever get threatened when you were younger from your nan or your pop or your mum, say, I don't want that for dinner. Well, do you want bread and dripping? Never had that.
I used to hear bread and dripping.
Do you want bread and dripping? Do you want bread?
And I'm like,
oh, that's fat. So I say that to my kids now, and they're like, good one, Dad. Just order
bread
Uber Eats.
Dripping. Brad, thanks for that, Wayne. Brad in Altona Meadows, what do you remember being served as a kid?
Veal.
Yes, veal. Where's veal gone, Brad?
So that's the one with the veal, the cheese, and it's fully crumbed.
Oh, and it's rubbery and it's yuck.
Frozen
now,
veal.
Now, what's weird about it is my mum is a ripper cook, but she can't taste or smell, but she cooks the best meals I've ever had. But as a kid, I remember that very, very fondly.
Yeah, we used to have veal. Kaz used to get veal. It was awful.
Veal was just tough.
Yeah, it was ripped your teeth. It was disgusting.
Do you still eat veal? Is veal still?
Veal's still getting
veal's
around.
Yeah, veal's
what do
around.
You have, a veal what?
A schnitzel.
Veal schnitty.
Yeah. Why would you have that over a chicken schnitzel?
Just to mix it up.
Okay.
Sometimes I feed it to when you go out for like a pub meal and they don't want a chicken parma, you get them the veal because it's like a steak.
So what animal's veal? Forgotten.
Veal's, isn't that little cow?
Yeah, well, I think veal's little cow.
Well, don't have the little cows.
Yeah, yum.
Paul in Frankston. Hi, Paul.
How you going? By the way, it's unborn calf is real veal.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Worse.
That's one for the vegans. They would have loved that. They would have loved this chat, the vegans.
Well, I now get what the vegans are coming from. That's not right. Anyway,
does sound
moving
better,
on,
veal,
Paul,
it?
What did you eat as a kid?
Jelly meat.
What's jelly meat?
It's meat that's jelly surrounded in it.
Is that like when you put a roast chook in the fridge?
What's that
fat at the bottom
unborn
in the bag?
Jellyfish?
Sort of solidified like that. It sort of got that jelly, but more jelly-like. Yeah, you know, like it was real jelly. She used to use a pig's head, and I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know. I only found out many years later. And my bubba was disgusted, and he loved it the most. And the thing was, it was boiled, and then the meat pulled off the jelly solution solidified. She used to squeeze between two plates the meat with the jelly, shove it in the fridge layer upon layer, and after a couple of hours it's set, and that's how she made her jelly meat.
I've just seen a picture of that box.
Jelly meat. That sounds like a prank.
Come on now.
You were a kid. Now, Paul, did you like it?
Yes, it was nice. I had no idea it was made out of a friggin' pig's head.
Is that an Irish dish, Paul?
I don't know if it's Irish, Scottish or what, because when you people said you didn't know what jelly meat was, I'm 53. I was dumbfounded. I thought everyone knew.
I've never had jelly meat.
No, I've never had jelly meat.
I'm going to look up jelly meat after this. Do you reckon jelly meat could make a comeback?
No.
Can we all go out for Stray's sandwiches today?
Yeah.
See if they do that.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I am in trouble, guys. I, as I said to you last week, I am joining Dancing with the Stars, the All Stars. I'm back. They're bringing back cast people who have been on the show, and I am back. I have a few weeks to learn a lot of dances, and I'm coming from, as you both know, zero fitness.
Is it coming back to you a little bit?
Look, some of the steps are. Like, I'm going, okay, I do. I'm remembering that. But because I haven't really, I had a really tough pregnancy. Then obviously I was a new mum for the last 18 months with a baby. I haven't really got back into any form of exercise.
So
going
a single mum.
From naught to 100.
Yeah.
Really,
you're going to be sore, mate.
Well, my hip, and I remember I came in yesterday and I went, oh, guys, I'm in trouble, I think. And I think I'm in quite a bit of trouble. My hip is so sore. And Nick, you said yesterday you would bring something in for me this morning.
Yeah, I've got a foam roller.
What is that?
Very hard foam roller. A spiky foam roller.
And it's even got the army camouflage on it, which looks hard.
So it just looks like I'm floating on the ground.
Back in the old days, Boxy, when I used to train, I used to say to Dad, oh, I'm so sore. I'd say like my hip's sore, say for you.
Yeah.
You know what they used to say to me?
What?
You got another one. Toughen up.
Bang. Makes a point.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
I'm not saying that to you.
You are.
when you said yesterday that you've got a very sore hip, neither Fev or I said, well, you should see a professional. We both said, we know what to do. We're on the radio.
Well, you also said get a Theragun.
That was enough.
Yeah.
So I got a Theragun, and my problem with this Theragun is, well,
I believe they're Therabody now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's a little bit more relaxed.
I want to get this out. It looks like an electric drill.
They're the best.
And Jeremy, my dance partner, he gave me this yesterday because I said, the boys said to use a Theragun on my hips. And he goes, I've got one.
Yeah. I want one in studio. They're the best.
I haven't tried this on me yet turn this. What? You want me to put this? This is the equivalent of an industrial drill. You want me to put that on my hip?
Yeah. Stand up.
Stand
up. Do it where it'll be easiest, Fev.
Stand up.
I'm not doing that on my hip because I think my hip's actually injured. That's not bad. Yeah. But don't press too hard with it.
That's what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, that just feels like a light tickle. That's too much. That's too much. I don't know that there's something wrong with that. It's like, it's not. Now, what have you got there, Nick?
Well, Casey, our producer, her partner got one for Christmas. She's brought hers in. So this is good time.
So you've both.
Mine's bigger than yours, bro.
Okay. Yeah. You'll injure yourself with that. I just don't know about that. Yeah. It's like putting a power tool on what is a very sore part of your body.
Fiona?
Yes?
I used to play sport, so I got sore.
Yes.
I played touch last night.
That will make your body and your hip feel $1 million. Trust me. The pain you'll go through, and it's not that much of pain, but you'll wake up in the morning and you'll go, wow.
Okay, I'm going to trust you. So if I wake up worse.
I'm not going to lie to you.
No. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that today.
Yeah, 100%.
These are the best things. That's why I want one in here, because I ride the bike and you're all stiff. I end up rolling out on this bloody foam roller.
Way to fix that. Just drive.
Because I'm shaky, this turns into a Theragun anyway. But they're great.
Okay.
Use them.
I will. It's too loud.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Speaking of rich people who came into our city, Melbourne, and just took off with lots of cash, the Australian Open winners.
2.5 mil.
Okay, woo!
I thought the Crown VIPs.
Naomi Osaka. Now, I know it's a few days since she won.
Yes.
But I want to relive this moment because we were talking about this morning, and it was a funny moment that we didn't touch on after Naomi Osaka won, beating Jennifer Brady, who Fev just told me that's Tom Brady's cousin.
Yep.
Tom Brady, who just won the Super Bowl.
It's not.
It's not helpful when you lie to me about things. It's just not helpful.
That's funny though. Keep going.
You swore to me.
No, didn't I? I said just trust me.
Got you there.
Okay, so Jennifer Brady, no relation to Tom Brady,
maybe.
When Naomi, you might have seen this the other night.
Is one of the Brady Bunch, though. That's legit. I'm not lying. True.
When Naomi was doing her acceptance speech, do you remember this bit where she wanted to talk about Jennifer, but then she turned to her to ask her what she preferred to be called and then listen to her ignore what she said?
Firstly, I want to... Do you like to be called Jenny or Jennifer?
Jenny.
Okay. Firstly, I want to congrat Jennifer.
Like, if you were being harsh, you'd say that was a power play. What do you prefer? Oh, you prefer Jenny. Okay, Jennifer.
Yeah.
But I think she might have misheard.
Oh, no. It's a power play. It's mental.
But see, I've had a mental power play like this. There's a guy I worked with years ago. When I started radio down in 3GG Warragul, I worked with a guy there. And it was the first time I was on air because I was in promotions. I was the copywriter doing the commercials, Nick, but I was also starting out to do some on-air shifts. I was 19 and I'm like, I'd love to get on the air. So, because I was always Fee and Fifi to my friends, but Fiona is on my birth certificate. Like
If you're in trouble.
And I actually thought mum will go, Fiona.
Nicholas.
That's correct.
It's like Brendan.
But I thought at the time, no, I want to be taken seriously because at the time I was sort of the 3GG snow bunny. So I would go off and report on what was happening in the snow on the dinner planes.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, on air, I want to be serious.
What's a dinner plane? On the dinner plane.
On the dinner plane? You
What's
know,
that?
That's where the snow is in Gippsland. I think that's right.
Yeah, near Mount Hotham.
Yeah, near Mount Hotham. So I was the snow bunny, and then I thought, no, when I'm on air, I'm going to be Fiona Box. So, but it didn't
that's
stick.
That's not going to work.
It didn't stick. No. So I was like that for a few months, and then they went, it's just not you. Mm. Can you make it a bit more fun? So I went back to Fifi. But to this day, if I see the guy I worked with at 3GG, and he Fiona. Does the power play in front of people, so you people go, oh, hi, Fifi, how are you going, Fifi? Hey, Fifi. Hi, Fiona.
Oh.
And he's just that guy in the room.
Yeah.
And I haven't, I don't do it. I don't do the whole, oh, you know, I know what you've done there. Sure, and no. I see what you're doing.
You know the power play back there? What are you doing with yourself now? That's a power play.
But I'd never do that. The other one, though, is with names. Yeah. You know when you miss somebody's name? When you meet them. So, for instance, Nick, you just come into this workplace here at the Fox, and you would have met so many people around the office, and there'll be names that you haven't taken.
Yeah, we've got Frank, the producer, and Stephanie, and Bill.
You just use old mate or mate or
champ, chief.
See, we had years ago at the radio station, we had somebody who was working on the reception at the reception desk called Sally, but I missed that. So I missed it. So then I just always went, hi. And then occasionally I found myself having to say her name.
Ooh.
But I learned a technique. And 131060, this is we could help people out here. It's like a hack. When you don't know someone's name, the techniques you use, because I do this thing where I swallow the word. So if Sally, I didn't know, it was too late. I'd known Sally for a year. I couldn't go back and say, I just missed it at the very, very beginning. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So then what I would do if she walked in the room, I'd say, hi, Sally, how are you? Now, you heard an S, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I knew her name started with an S.
But I didn't hear an Ally.
No,
and that's the problem.
But you swallow it. Hi, Zoe, how are you today? It's like you go a bit quiet.
Yeah. Well, you go reverse.
Yeah, it's like you go backwards. Like thinking about in terms of you step forward. Hi, come backwards. Hello. How are you?
I always say.
What, you DJ your sentences?
I always say Boxy that you go up to them and ask them if they've got a nickname. You got a nickname? Like footy, I always say, oh, because we always call people a nickname. And if they go, if your name's Fee, the people just call me Fee. I go, oh, cool. If you don't know their name. But if they say a nickname, then you just call them by the nickname because you'll remember the nickname.
That's a good one. And in actual fact, do you remember, it reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where Jerry's dating a woman and he's missed her name. Oh. And then the only clue he's got is it rhymes with a part of the female anatomy. You don't remember the name?
Fev's going to have a guess.
I should have even gone here. No, it doesn't matter. But 131060, have you got tricks, tips for learning someone's name? Or how long have you gone not knowing someone's name at work?
Well, our mate downstairs.
What?
At the cafe.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The nickname? Are you talking about downstairs?
No. Yeah, downstairs. Oh. I missed it at the very start.
Mm-hmm.
For a very long time until somebody told me here. I went, oh, that's it. So I went a good year.
So how long, what were you referring, what was his name?
Old mate.
Hey, old
mate. Champ. Coffee champ.
Coffee.
I played footy with a lot of people and I still don't know some of their names because of nicknames. Always nicknames.
Well, that's okay though, as long as you know, it's when you don't know anything.
But I played footy with some blokes for like 8 years and didn't know their first name. Like on top of the head, I'd be like, oh my God, what's his name?
Imani in Cranbourne. Hi, Imani.
Hello.
Imani, do you have a technique that might help people when they miss someone's name?
Yes. Yeah, so I work at a cafe and obviously it's very hard to remember every single customer's name. So what you do is just ask them how to spell their name. There's so many ways you can spell, you know, names.
Oh, so let's do a little hypothetical. I'm in the office. I see Nick. I go, I don't know what it is. Hey, how do you spell your name?
K-I-C-K.
Does that work for you, Imani, because you're writing people's names down? Like, you know, that's for coffee orders.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a specific retail example.
Yeah, if the person's name's Bob and you go, hey, mate, how do you spell your name, though? What?
Thanks for that tip, Imani. Sarah in Berwick. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. Now, you work at a school. You'd always be having to learn new kids' names every year.
Yeah, like all the time. I just started a new school this year, so...
So what's your tip? How do you remember names?
I rhyme the names. Like, I've got Harry, so I'll be like Harry Mary or Harry High Pamp or
tease them.
Nick Mick. So that's how I remember all the kids' names because I have to go between them.
Please, Sarah, do you sometimes when it is Harry, do you go, hey, Harry High Pants? That'd be gold.
Sometimes it slips out. I'm like, hey, Harry High Pants. Like, how's it going?
Sarah said she's at a new school this year. I reckon that's the best move. Just change jobs. I can't remember all these kids. Let's start fresh.
I've got a tip I just remembered. So this is something that I do. I use pictures. So for instance, there was a mum I kept bumping into in a park. So we'd go into the park and I kept bumping into this mum and I kept forgetting her name and I knew it and then I'd forget it and then it'd be awkward because when someone else comes up
and you just go,
I can't introduce you because I missed your name. But her name's Rachel. So whenever I see her, I make sure I think of Friends, the TV show Friends. So then I go, Rachel. Isn't that, that's sort of my technique.
I always throw Schnooksy or Alex under the bus. So pretty similar to you when you, someone walks up and you're with each other and you go, oh my God, what's this person's name? And I always go, you remember Alex? So then she has to introduce herself.
Yes, that's a good technique. Doesn't work when you're single. Got no one to pop under
Daisy.
The bus.
This is Daisy.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, what I'm going to tell you is a bit life-changing. If you pick bread, which we all do, everyone, unless you are completely free of carbs, everybody gets loaves of bread.
Yep.
There is a trick to getting the freshest loaf.
Oh. Low GI?
Now, you know how, well, if that's what you want, you can go for the low GI version. So, you know the tags, those little...
little bread clip things.
The clips.
Yeah.
Did you know that they are colour coordinated for days?
Yeah, whites,
Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, it's not white fresh. White's Friday. So, if it's a green tag, it's made on a Tuesday.
Oh.
Red tag, it's made on a Thursday. White tag, it's made on a Friday. And a yellow tag, it's on a Saturday.
I don't believe it.
What do you mean you don't believe it? I think that's the fact.
I thought they were all white.
They're all white. Every tag is white.
No, they do.
Oh, if you go to Brumbies?
Well, no, they're talking about supermarket bread.
Oh, because there's the...
Well, yeah, that's it. This is more about when you go to the shelves at the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Get yourself a Helga's.
If it's a Saturday and you get yourself a red tag, that's Thursday's bread, my friend. If you got yourself a yellow tag, that's the fresh one that was made that day. Oh. This is life. That is a game changer.
It is a game changer. But where did you get this information
from? Well, TikTok, because that's where you find out everything these days.
The University of TikTok.
And
I just poke them.
These are these life-changing things. But not you don't need to go to TikTok anymore, Fev. As most people are realising in Melbourne, you just come to our show.
Life hacks, make some time back. So many shortcuts to unpack. Who the hell would have thought of that? Here's a life hack for you. Here's a life hack now.
Remember we heard a few weeks ago that you put ice cubes in the dryer with your things that you're drying.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you don't use an iron. Yeah. Well, that changed my life.
So if I go to Woolies today and I see a red clip, I know it's fresh because it's Red's Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Today's Tuesday.
Mm. Is today Tuesday?
I keep thinking today's Wednesday.
No, it hurts, doesn't it?
So if you see a red clip, that's 7-day-old bread, my friend. Don't touch it.
That's got mould on it.
Dad, my teeth hurt. Shut up. This is the freshest bread you'll ever eat.
131060. Have you got one of those mind-blowing, life-altering hacks that you just go, why did I not know this the whole time? I was just pulling my hair back before, and I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago, but neither of you reacted because I think this one is for the girls.
You've got a black hair tie. How long ago did you wash it?
No,
is that the same?
No. Bobby pins. We've always put bobby pins in with the corrugated crinkle side up. But the crinkle side's supposed to go underneath because that grabs your head, the skull.
Ah.
See, that means nothing to you. But girls listening will know what I'm talking about. That blew my mind. I had used bobby pins upside down my whole life.
It's becoming like the bear story, that little story.
13, 10, 60.
I'll give you a life hack. When you're a single male and you don't iron, because we don't iron, I don't know how to use an iron. Mm. When I used to live by myself, I'd get a shirt if I needed to wear it the next day and I'd put it underneath my doona, my mattress.
Oh.
So I put it in the middle and lay it down, and when you sleep on it, it flattens it out. So the next day it comes up and it's all flat.
But it would have some pretty massive creases in it from where you slept on it.
What do you mean? It's flat.
Did you get it flat?
There's no way.
What do you mean? Have you tried it?
No.
Then don't bag it.
I know how to use an iron.
Pauline in Essendon. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Fifi.
Pauline, have you got a great life hack?
I saw one on TikTok as well a couple of days ago. I haven't tried it myself, but it said if you have static in your jumper or your clothing, to put a safety pin on the inside and the static will go away.
Oh, that's genius.
The power.
Or a bobby pin.
That's great. No, I don't think a bobby pin's going to cut it.
A safety pin.
Who has
static in their sweater?
Oh, you know, you can get a static. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your pants can get staticky.
I don't wear pants
when you touch
jumpers,
somebody and you go,
Well, I get that when I've got a T-shirt on sometimes and get that electric shock.
Put a safety pin on it.
but it doesn't happen often enough for me to carry a safety pin around and go,
It happens to me on the trampoline. I might need to pop some safety pins on me on the trampoline.
It does happen on the trampoline all the time in the corner.
That's safe. Yeah. That's safe. Put spiky stuff in your clothes before you start jumping around on the trampoline.
It does happen on the trampoline. The traction.
I don't know.
You rub your feet on the rubber and then you touch the thing and it...
I'd love to know because I hate that part of the trampoline. Elias in Greensboro. Hi, Elias.
Good morning, Fifi. Hey, Bev and Nick. How are we all?
Good. Great, Elias. Have you got a life-changing hack that will change our lives?
This is going to change your life, and I'm going to explain it the way it was explained to me. So cutting onions, so the chemical reaction that happens with the fumes when you cut onions, they look for the closest water source, which happens to be your tear ducts. That's why you cry when you cut onions. Right. So what you do is you wet a paper towel. You put it on the cutting board, and you can chop onions for hours, and it will never make you cry because the nearest water source is now the paper towel on the cutting board.
That is genius.
That's genius because I often cut onions, and I did cry, but then now I wet the onion. You wash the onion first, then you cut it, and you don't cry.
Elias, is you made the onions seem like an extraterrestrial, like it's looking for the water source. They're a bit scary now.
Everything's kind of scary now in the days that we live in. So, why not make an onion scary?
You're right, Elias.
How cool are humans? Some of us are trying to get into space and some of us are trying to trick an onion. Gotcha, onion. Suck in, onion.
Thanks, Elias. Jackie in Ringwood. Jackie, what's your life hack?
If a child gets something stuck up their nose, if you put your mouth over their mouth and blow, it'll come out.
Oh,
hang on. So a little like marble goes up.
Maybe a pee or I think my son had a pee up his nose.
Like it's like mouth to mouth sort of resuscitation sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you've got to get a good seal and blow.
Because the air goes
to their mouth.
Come out.
I almost want to try that.
It's like reverse thruster.
Would that work, Jack, if I had like a massive booger up my nose and someone blew up my mouth, would it pop out?
Let's
try. Instead of picking it.
Yes. Come on, Fev.
It would.
That's disgusting, but yes.
That is disgusting.
Well.
I know, but it was cuter when it was a kid with a pee.
Okay.
Next time I give my wife a kiss.
A kid with a pee is like, who has a pee up their nose? Oh, Brendan with snot up his nose. It's natural. That's what happens. It's snot up people's noses.
Yeah, but I just, the whole
come over here and blow
no,
it.
Thank you.
Here's a life hack. Blow your nose, you 40-year-old man.
I've had enough. In Beggars Marsh. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Beck. Well, what's your life hack?
So I was going out one night and I had a dress to wear. And you know how sometimes if the clothes sit too far under your underarms, then you get sweat patches?
Yeah.
My husband said to me, why don't you use your barely there panty liners?
Okay.
Right.
So, you know the really thin panty liners that you wear?
Yes,
so you stick them in your clothes under your armpits and it absorbs your sweat and you don't get any sweat patches.
That is genius. Because there's...
I think your husband's thinking something else.
What's he thinking?
Put your undies under your arms.
It's not your undies, it's the panty liners.
I see. Okay.
Fev just tears open the 7-pack of Rio, rams a red one under the right arm and a blue under the left.
Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.